So yeah, we were talking about what you wanted to do, so, and where you wanted to go. So Cancun is the only place you wanted to go? What else?
I probably want to go, Jamaica, Hawaii, and go all the places. Where the sun is. Mm-hmm.
Why, you like the sun?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think you might like about those islands?
The water, but I wouldn't go out, they culture, they skin colors. And
their skin color.
Uh-huh, really they have like a brown paper bag color. And it's just how they, it seems like when I see stuff, they be having so much fun. Like when they on TV or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do that.
Yeah.
So still you don't know what you might be doing in 10 or 15 years?
No. Probably on a cruise somewhere.
Yeah. We're on this cruise, you'd be going to what, Jamaica?
Yeah. Yeah. The Caribbean somewhere.
That sounds good. I wish I could go there too. Let's see. Yeah, we have a couple more things that we need to talk about. Anything else you want to tell me about Atlanta? What do you think about Atlanta?
It's a great place. It has a lot of places you can go.
Like where?
Underground Atlanta, the malls. They have different malls you can go to, different movie theater, different places you can eat, different places you can get your hair done, different places you can shop, you catch the bus where you need to go. It has a lot.
What don't you like about it?
Some of the people, how they act. The presidents.
You don't like the president?
No.
Oh, why? Tell me.
Because they start stuff with people and putting other people in danger. How they changing the laws and changing how people live in.
Like what type of laws?
Like, for instance, like the people that needy. They changing the welfare, how they have to go by getting and have to go to training and all that.
Yeah, so.
But he's really making it hard for people that, you know, really can't do nothing. And he's making it hard for people that's trying, really, too.
Right. We're talking about President Bush or President
Bush.
So.
Bush. Yeah, it's making it hard for people. Just wish everything just stopped. go the way people want it to go. If they ask, it should go their way. Other than that, it's okay. We living. We still breathing. Waking up each day.
That's good. So, okay, so now, if you were going to tell somebody about Atlanta, right, what would you tell them?
Oh, it depends on what they look for. If they like to go out, places to eat, places to shop, stuff like that. I recommend them to go to, let's see. Greenbrier is a good mall. I probably shouldn't go someplace like that. Some place to eat, you can go to, I know they probably know about Red Lobster or Joe's Crab Shack or something like that. Piccadilly, because we just saw Joe's Crab Shack, Piccadilly, or either Ryan's.
Like
I love to go to Ryan's.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do in the world?
Shop.
What do you like to shop for?
Oh, clothes. I have lots of clothes, shoes, and clothes already. I like to go shopping. I like to go shopping.
That's cool. I like to shop too. I like to shop for shoes all the time. Okay, I think we're about finished. I just need to look at my stuff, make sure I ask you all the questions I need to ask you. Anything else you want to tell me about life in Georgia, language?
Life. Still living it. Georgia's a good place to stay.
If you were going to pick any place to live, where would you put this dream house that you have?
I'll say I'll probably put it. I'll move out of, well, I wouldn't move out of Georgia. I'll probably move in, probably somewhere in, McDonald's, Georgia, Macon.
You've been down there
though? Yeah.
You like it?
It's okay, but I better stay up here though. But I move the house down there, just, you know, I'll drive back and forth.
That was your boyfriend you came in? The one you want to put in the beige suit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we're done. So, I'm going to stop the tape in a second. And thank you so much for being willing to be interviewed. Mm-hmm. And, okay, we're done.